Leafs fam, what's going on? This is J-Mac from the Leafs Combo, and I've got a brand new game changer for ya. Leafs were hosting the St. Louis Blues for the first time this season at the Bank last night, including the return of Tyler Bozak, or as we affectionately referred to him as Bozy. Tyler was a blue and white for 9 years, and while he didn't have a lot of good times here, he did a lot of good things for the team, and I was happy to see Kyle honor him last night with a video tribute during a break in the action. What made me proudest, though, was to see Leafs Nation giving our former boy a standing ovation. Well done, everyone there last night, and thank you, Tyler, for everything you did as a Leaf. You'll be missed, bud. So I'm not going to go into too much detail, and I don't have a specific game changer this time, as in a moment or a player that really changed it for me, but I think we can all agree, when the third goal went in for St. Louis, that the boys were done last night. They got off to a very slow start in the first period, pretty flat, not a lot going on, no chemistry, not a lot of jump, didn't quite seem to have their legs under them, not sure if they were tired or just feeling out St. Louis, but a very boring period overall. So we go to the second period, still tied at zero. I wasn't impressed with Morgan Riley turning the puck over, almost giving a Tarasenko a breakaway. Luckily, he was at the end of a very long shift, didn't get much on it, and Freddie was able to stop it. We took some dumb penalties again, not a lot of opportunity for scoring. I thought our top line wasn't great last night. Austin did get a couple shots on net, but other than that, I thought they were pretty much invisible last night. Our best line, actually, was the fourth line. They gave the most effort last night, especially Naz, who was doing everything he could do to get a goal to go in. But just, he seems snake-bitten right now. Nothing he's touching is going in. They're going off the post, they're hitting a player, being blocked, going over the net. He just can't get one to go in right now. I noticed at one point last night, Mike juggled the lines to get him out there with the top unit. I think he was just hoping they would feed him a goal and get the monkey off his back so he could relax. But it just, again, didn't happen. A lot of players just didn't seem to have their best start last night, including Marner, Dermott, Ozzy, Austin, Marlowe. I could go on. Like I said, our fourth line was our top unit last night, I thought. And Mike was right when he said last night that the Leafs were outworked, outmuscled, basically outplayed. St. Louis kept getting to the puck first. They would knock our players easily off the puck. There were just a lot of hustle. The Leafs just didn't seem to have it last night. They came out flying in the third period, yes, and seemed to have that jump I was talking about, but they can't wait till the third period to get going. That creates no momentum for them, and they're chasing the game every time. That's really frustrating watching it as a fan when the team decides to start playing in the third period after they're down 2 goals. I know they have a break now until Wednesday when they face the Jets. I hope they're ready for them, because Big Buff and Tyler Myers are going to be throwing their weight around. The Leafs really need to come out strong in the first period and play it like they did last night in the third. They need to have their best effort right from the first minute of the get-go of the game. And while I know the offense is going to come back, I'm not worried about that. They just need to have a strong showing right from the start. So let's hope they're ready for the Jets on Wednesday. They play them twice next week. That's it for this game changer, guys. Thanks for listening. As always, I appreciate your feedback. You can find me at Blue and White Chick on Twitter. Follow the Leafs Combo podcast. We really appreciate your support. And guys, don't forget to go to our YouTube page. Check it out and subscribe, okay? Have fun, Leafs Nation. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. As always, go Leafs, go.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.